Cuba publishes bizarre photo of child political prisoner playing piano. By Christian K. Caruso on May 1, 2026. The Cuban communist Castro regime this week published a strange, presumptively staged photo of 16-year-old political prisoner Jonathan David Muir Burgos playing a piano in what has been denounced as an attempt to dismiss concerns over the minor's state and health. Muir Burgos is a teenager from Morón, Ciego de Ávila, who was unjustly arrested by Cuban law enforcement officials in March 2026 alongside his father, evangelical pastor Elier Muir Ávila, for allegedly participating in an anti-communist protest that took place at the time in their home province. In that protest, other protesters set fire to the Cuban Communist Party's local headquarters in Morón amid one of the near-endless blackouts that plagued the communist-ruined nation. While his father was eventually released, the Castro regime kept the 16-year-old under unjust detention and sent him to the Canalita Maximum Security Prison in Ciego de Ávila, one of the regime's most infamous detention centers and the place where a deadly prison riot took place this year. Muir Burgos has since then been accused of sabotage, which carries a minimum prison sentence of 7 years. Since then, his father, numerous Cuban human rights organizations, and activists have repeatedly called for the immediate release of the 16-year-old minor. Pastor Muir Ávila told the Miami Herald this week that he is gravely concerned over the current state of his son's health, as he suffers from dyshidrosis, a skin condition that causes small, fluid-filled blisters to form on the palms of the hands and sides of the fingers. He also detailed that the teenager plays piano at the church he leads, a church deemed illegal by the communist regime. In a video published by the human rights advocacy group Cuban Prisoners Defenders last week, the evangelical pastor explained that his son's condition has caused him to contract different bacterial infections in the past that have weakened his immune system, leaving him highly susceptible to further infections in light of the inhumane conditions experienced across the Cuban penitentiary system. Last week, Pastor Muir Ávila told Cuban outlets that he received a desperate phone call from his son where he told him, "Dad, please get me out of here, Dad, I can't resist anymore." The minor reportedly described to his father that bedbugs have started to affect him, causing him itches and skin infections, and preventing him from sleep, a situation that, the teenager warned, is making him feel that his brain is not going to take it anymore. The independent monitor group Cubalex denounced that the Cuban state security-run outlet Razones de Cuba published a photo of Jonathan Muir Burgos playing a piano inside the prison. The regime-affiliated outlet claimed that the photo was taken during a cultural event alongside other inmates and that the minor was smiling, standing, moving hands with precision. "And we're not saying this to sensationalize the issue. We're saying it because the subversive network and the political operatives funded by the U.S. government have been caught, once again, red-handed in their lies," the regime outlet claimed, dismissing concerns on the minor's current state as part of an alleged media manipulation plot. Cubalex warned that the photo appears to be part of a regime attempt to present a false narrative that the minor is in good health and his human rights have not been violated, and pointed out that the minor is seen with a shaved head, visibly thin, behind bars, and under vigilance. The image does not convey a sense of well-being, as the state security's official website has sought to demonstrate, Cubalex said in a statement. "In an environment of total control, accessible only to the authorities, it is highly likely that the image is the result of torture or coercion. Portraying the child as happy is disinformation and a staged performance that conceals serious violations of his rights." Cubalex emphasized that the Cuban regime's exposure of the child, without the consent of his parents, seeks to conceal the actual conditions of his unjust imprisonment and attempts to construct a narrative of normality under state custody. Cubalex once again urged the immediate release of Jonathan David Muir Burgos. Pastor Elier Muir Ávila spoke with Martín Noticias this week and denounced the Cuban regime for denigrating his son and demonizing him, painting him as a delinquent, as a criminal, all to prosecute him, to frame him. "He stood in defense of his son's conduct and said he is no vandal or delinquent, nor does he hold any bad social behavior, something that he assured can be corroborated by members of their local community, if the Cuban regime allows them to be inquired by the press. And it's not just the boy, they're doing the same to me, as a pastor and as a father. That's how dirty things are done here, that's the justice system here," he lamented. Similarly, Yunier Suarez, deputy director of the Anti-Repression Monitoring Group Defensa CD, told Martín Noticias that the Castro regime aims to use its propaganda to counter claims made by the miner's family regarding his health. With every passing minute, we are not only faced with the gravity of the situation due to Jonathan's health issues, for which he is not receiving proper treatment, but also with a constant escalation of violence by the Cuban regime against the miner and his family, Suarez said. With publishing the photo of the miner, Suarez stressed that the Castro regime sent a clear message of mockery and emotional blackmail directed at the family, using the image not only to publicize the incident, but also to send a deplorable and terrible message to his family. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.